As several large shopping centers have been targeted by looters en masse in the Bay Area in recent days, the Stoneridge Shopping Center was broken into early Monday morning, but the group of would-be thieves fled within minutes empty-handed, according to Pleasanton police. The suspects did not gain access to any of the stores at the mall, and there were no other reported incidents of looting in Pleasanton, SGT. Marty Bilt told The Weekly. The situation unfolded at 1:19 a.m. Monday when nine unidentifiable people entered the Pleasanton Mall by pushing an exterior sliding glass door off its track on the west side of the mall, near the E parking lot, according to Bilt. Video surveillance footage showed the burglars run inside the mall toward the area of a jewelry store but leave immediately after observing the metal security gates in place, according to Bilt. The would-be thieves were seen on camera exiting the mall at 1:21 a.m. without any stolen merchandise. The only loss was the damage to the sliding glass door from being removed, Bilt said. At this time, we do not know if this incident is related to the other incidents in the Bay Area. Large-scale mass thefts have captured headlines in the Bay Area since the weekend, starting with a coordinated smash-and-grab robbery with multiple suspects at the Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco's Union Square on Friday night and nearly 80 people storming the Nordstrom in downtown Walnut Creek on Saturday night, with video of both incidents making waves on social media. A group reportedly broke into Sam's Jewelers in Southland Mall in Hayward on Sunday evening while four people worked together to steal from Santana Rose Lululemon store in San Jose that same night. Editor's note. Information from the Bay City News Service was used in this report.